Hello, I'm Angela, and today is the 4th of September in the States and the 5th of September 2024 in Australia. Thank you all for being here. Our meditation is to teach you how to integrate planetary healing with your personal healing. It was adapted from the lecture with Helioar on June the 1st, 2024. Channeled by David K. Miller and copyrighted to David K. Miller. Before we begin, please take three deep breaths and enter a state of spiritual relaxation. Now release your ego attachments, your critical mind, and merge energetically with the Arcturians and your fellow starseed planetary healers that are working with us. We will go into silence. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg and ask Giuliano to send quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. We will take a moment to receive and feel this light shaping your cosmic egg. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light allows us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. In this meditation and exercise, Helioar compares the ideas of planetary healing with the ideas of personal healing. She often relates that you are a better planetary healer if you, at the same time, can work on yourself, providing healing experiences. As such, the first concept of healing has to do with time and dimensions. We live in a linear world where time is structured in the past, present and future. And there are ways to transcend linear time for healing. When we come into the third dimension, we immediately face limitations because this dimension is set up in a polarized way. There is the yin and the yang, the positive and negative, the good and the bad, the present and the future, and you have to conform to these limitations. But the universe, especially the fifth dimension, space-time continuum, provides ways of transcending this duality and polarization and opens you to new fields of healing light and healing energy. The other concept that is important for personal healing is the holographic energy field and its multi-level dimensions, an image that is three-dimensional. By looking at it in multiple levels, you can see all of its parts. But the key for our understanding in holographic healing and holographic energy is that one part can give you a view and help you access information to all parts. This is in the concept of holographic healing, because you want to heal your whole body, and the key is that you have access holographically to your whole being, which of course includes the body. Therefore, to do the healing work on yourself, you must look at the whole person holographically, which includes the past, present and future. In the healing chambers that HelioR provides, she is particularly interested in the future self, because the present self exists only in the now, and to heal yourself holographically, you must put energy into the future, be it 5 minutes or a week into the future. As an example, HelioR describes how we have already been working on the concept of the ascended earth in the planetary healing chamber. When we do planetary healing, we have an image of the planet in the present stage. And then next to it, we have the image of the planet in the future. We, as planetary healers, work on the image of the future by sending our light with our arcane power to that future screen with all of the positive fifth dimensional changes that we can create in our minds. Then, this new image, the image of the Earth in the future, which has all of the characteristics, all of the building blocks necessary to modify the levels of the planet, are sent into the Earth's new sphere, the Earth's subconscious, for manifestation. This planetary healing method can be compared to the methods used for personal healing. Giuliano has set up the Gaia Planetary Healing Chamber with special holographic energy dynamics for planetary healing. In the same manner, HelioR has created the HelioR Healing Chamber for starseeds who want to heal themselves, and it has the ability to communicate with your subconscious. In this room, there are two screens. One represents your energy field in the present, and the other represents your energy field in the future. In this exercise, we will work on your ascended state or being and put energy into that state of consciousness, into that state of being. When that is complete, you will download that new image into your subconscious. You will also do a healing process where you will take the screen with the image of the ascended view of yourself and merge that screen with the screen that has the image of your current self. From that merging, you will receive the benefit of the interaction of those two energies, which will help you to accelerate your own healing. That goal that you have now is to ascend and enter the fifth dimension. Anything that you can do to accelerate the ascension is beneficial. Your ascension is also a healing experience. The more that you can activate that ascension energy now in your current body, the more you will be healed. Take three deep breaths and go into a deeper state of spiritual relaxation as HelioR brings down a corridor of light from the Starship Athena directly into your room. Give permission for your spirit body to rise through your crown chakra, enter the corridor of light, and travel at the speed of thought to the Starship Athena. Ta 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 ta. You arrive at the Starship Athena, and Helioar greets you. Walk with her down the hallway and into Helioar's healing chamber of light. In the chamber, you see a large room that is divided into individual rooms, with each room having two screens. The rooms are opened at the ceiling. Energetically, you are able to feel each other's spirits. Go into an individual room and see the two screens that are in that room. The screen on the left is showing your energy field as it is on the Earth now, before you came here into the Starship. Energetically, it shows all of your energy, including all of the blockages that you may have, all of the areas that may be suffering from disease, and all of the stress in your Earth body. Remember that everything is on a vibrational level, and your whole etheric system is represented on the screen on the left as a vibrational energy field. Do not try to change anything. Your job is to project that image of yourself in the present onto the left screen. Now on the right side, next to the screen of your present self on the left side, is a new screen. And on that new screen, project an image of your ascended self. Project what your energy field is going to look like when you become an ascended master. You can create the expression on your face. You can create your aura that is expanded. You can place a halo around your shoulders. And you can even place a white robe on your body. Good. Now project the internal parts of your present self. Imagine any organ that needs to be updated and needs to vibrate more efficiently. Visualize any meridians that need to be unblocked. Work on the image of yourself as an ascended master as we go into meditation for some minutes. As you develop and strengthen that image, make the image as strong as possible, as bright and colorful as possible, as detailed as possible, as coherent as possible. See that this is you in your ascended state. Keeping that image as bright and as detailed as possible, make it as colourful and as beautiful as you like. As we are almost ready to finish that image, please make sure that all your meridians are open. All parts of your energy field are vibrating correctly, and that your aura has the right vibrational speed. You are looking at the picture of your future self in HelioR's personal healing chamber as an ascended master. HelioR. 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 Now, see the image on the right screen, the image of you as an ascended master where you are totally healed. And see again the image of you in your present or earth form on the left screen. At the count of three, merge those two screens together into one image. One, two, three. Now. The images have merged. Your future self, yourself as an ascended master, and your present self are now integrated. You are going to bring that energy field, that new image that is you, back into your earth body, and HelioR wants you to look at your new image, to meditate on that image, and download that image into your subconscious. We will go back into meditation while you integrate and accept that new image and take that image into your personal subconscious. Let us go into silence. Beautiful. The images are merged and are now being downloaded into your etheric subconscious. You can feel the merged energy within you. As an ascended master energy participant, you now have higher healing powers. prepare to leave Helio R's personal healing chamber and return to your earth body. You will bring that new integration and the healing that comes with that integration into your physical body. Stand up and exit the booth you are in and walk out of the room. Go down the hallway to the corridor of light that is connected to your room. Enter the corridor and travel at the speed of thought back to a position 6 feet above your physical body, and then re-enter in perfect alignment. Ta 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 ta. You have brought the new image of yourself, the combined ascended master and the present self into your body. And this new energy begins to enter into your personal subconscious as you are now integrating it beautifully on all levels. Helio R. Helio R. Helio R. The merging of these two parts, the future self of you as an ascended master and your present self, are providing you with new healing skills and healing abilities. Think for a moment of the skills that a healer, an ascended master, might have. You will find that they have the power of thought, the power to speak healing words, the power to shift vibrational energy for healing, the power to download light from other healers on the fifth dimension, such as Archangel Raphael, to heal other earth beings. And now you have the power to bring down the healing powers of an ascended master as a planetary healer. All of this higher energy and these powers are now being integrated into your cellular structure as Helio R reminds you that this exercise also helps to prepare you for your ascension. Those who have the characteristics of an ascended master and the energy of an ascended master in their vibrational field can ascend more easily, for the ascension is a healing experience. Feel the power of the merged ascended self in your current self. Carry that light within you. Carry that energy within you. Use it as you see fit for your personal healing, for healing others, and use it in your role as a planetary healer. This energy is being integrated into your system now, and so it should be. Omega healing and ascending light and love to you all.